Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us day after day, together by the radio, to open God's precious word and to study the word of God together. I trust things are going well with you on this Wednesday, and you're making plans to be in the Lord's house tonight. What a blessing that we have the opportunity together over at the house of the Lord and enjoy the blessings of God on the midweek prayer meeting. And I trust you will be there tonight. We're turning in our Bible again to the book of Psalm number 85. And we're continuing our study using our text verse number 6, where the Bible said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" And we're looking at the need for revival, and then we're going to look at the nature of revival, and then we're going to look at the necessity of revival as the Holy Spirit directs us to do so. Again, let me go back and give you the setting of this psalm. There are 13 verses in this psalm. So verse number 6 is near the middle of the psalm. And it sets there, as many Christians are today, looking backward at what God has done, and then looking forward at what God is going to do. And friend, I want to say this, and please hear this, preacher. If you are one of the many Christians today that have to live looking back at the past to see God's blessings, or looking forward to the future to see God's blessings, then friend, you need revival very bad. God is not a God of the past, and God is not a God of the future. He is a God of the present. We do not live in those so-called good old days of yesterday, and we do not live in the sweet by and by when we're going to be with the Lord in glory. No, thank God for the past things he's done. Thank God for the prospect of what we have in the future. But friend, we need something for the nasty now and now. And the answer to what we need is in verse number 6, where the psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" I pointed out to you, there is the plea, "Wilt thou not revive us again?" There is the people, that thy people. Then there's the purpose, that thy people may rejoice in thee. I pointed out to you in an earlier broadcast where David prayed, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." But I said to you on yesterday, as we look at the need for revival manifested, I said to you, first of all, that the need of revival is manifest in our culture. Second, the need of revival is manifest in our churches. And thirdly, the need of revival is manifest in our country. We started on yesterday looking at the need of revival manifest in our culture. And I named 5 things on the broadcast yesterday that cry out from the culture that we live in. We need revival. Let me mention, first of all, and I dealt with this somewhat on yesterday, but there is a continual increase of the usage of drugs. Now, I want you to listen to me just a moment very carefully. The answer to the use of drugs has not been found in education. And I'm not against the educational people. I've been involved in education for a greater majority of my life. And I'm not against education, and people need to be informed and instructed. But I want to tell you, friend, the problem that we're having with drugs will never be corrected with education. No, and it will not be corrected by legislation either. There's not enough politicians in Washington that can pass enough laws to get our young people off of drugs by legislation. Then I want to say, my friend, education is not the answer. Legislation is not the answer. And I want to say that recreation is not the answer. Give them more sports. Give them more amusement. Give them more entertainment. But that will not take them off of the drugs and turn them from the drug culture of our day. And I want to go one step farther and say that reformation is not the answer. Most people do not have it in themselves to reform themselves and stop doing drugs on their own. No. Well, if it's not education, if it's not legislation, if it's not recreation, if it's not reformation, what is the hope of this drug-addicted crowd of our day? I want to tell you what it is. It's salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The Bible said, "Whom the Son therefore hath made free is free indeed." As you listen to my voice today, if you are hooked on drugs, I want to say to you, God, in His grace, can wash away your sins and change your wicked heart and give you spiritual desires instead of sinful desires. And God can take the scissors of grace and cut every attachment that sin has on your life. I want to tell you, dear sinner, today, you can be set free from the power of drugs and the power of sin and all forms of sin by the marvelous, miraculous working of God's amazing grace. But oh, dear friend, listen to me. Nothing else will work. You can try all you want to try. And there are some reforming programs that help some. But I want to say to you, your sure cure answer of the drug problem in your own personal life and in the society that we live in and of the family members of yours and your friends that are hooked on drugs, the answer is revival. If we could get people to God and we could get the power of God moving again among God's people, we could turn this society around and take them off of dope and put them on hope and take them out of the mire and put them in the choir in the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to say to you, friend, the only hope for the epidemic of drug usage that we have in America and around the world today is revival. It's not a social problem, but friend, it's a spiritual need in that person's life. And if they do not get to God and get help, then it will drive them to the things of this sinful world that you and I live in. So I want to say again, the continual increase of the usage of drugs and the drug culture cries out, our culture needs revival. And then may I say, though, very closely connected, not only the drug culture, but the drinking crowd cries out, we need revival. Friend, I want to tell you, I am aware of the fact that we live in a drunken society. when there's liquor running from the White House to the poorhouse and, sad to say, through some church houses, and maybe in a lot of your houses. But I want to say to you, dear friend, that revival is the cure for the drinking problem. I remember some time ago, I went by a gas station to purchase me some gas. The manager of that gas station come out to the front, and he said to me, "You're Brother Blue, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he proceeded to testify how that some 4 years ago that he'd heard me preach on the radio against drinking. And I made the statement on that broadcast, "Somebody's listening to me today who's got a bottle between your legs sitting in a chair somewhere in an office or in a vehicle somewhere." And I said, "You ought to get up out of that chair, pour that down the sink, and get on your knees and call upon God. Or if you're driving, you ought to pull over and pour that stuff out and call on God." And this particular businessman said to me that morning, "Preacher, I did what you said. And God saved me there in the office of this place of business. And my family have been in church now for 4 years. By hearing you preach, there's deliverance from the drinking habits that men develop. And I want to say it again today. There may be somebody listening to me right now. You've got a bottle in your lap or in your hand, or you got some in the refrigerator. You suffered a hangover over the weekend, and your family's suffering, your children are suffering, you're suffering, and you're in bondage and you cannot get out of it. Oh, I want to tell you, there is a way out. There's victory in the Lord Jesus Christ, and God will change your taste." Somebody said you wouldn't have to stop drinking, you'd just start drinking out of another fountain. And that's the fountain that flows from the throne of God. Oh, dear friend, listen to me today. You can be set free. God knew what he was talking about when he said in the book of Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 1, "Wine is a mocker, and strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise." Oh, dear friend, listen to this preacher. God said that wine is a mocker. And he said strong drink is raging. And he said whosoever, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl that is deceived thereby is not wise. I want to tell you, friend, you study revival history, and one of the big evidences of revival is it shut down the liquor stores, and it put the bootleggers out of business, and it caused the drunks to become decent daddies and the harlots to become housewives. It'll change the entire community when we see revival. Father, honor your word. Lord, stir your people. Do that that needs to be done to bring revival in these days, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Once again, it's anniversary month here at the Harvest Time broadcast. We began broadcasting on the first Monday in November of 2002. The Lord's allowed us to finish 6 years, and we're now broadcast over 80 times a day. I do want to thank you that's prayed for us and stood by us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. I remind you that without you, we would not be able to do the job that we're doing. Let me encourage you on this anniversary month, you take time out, write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.